jump so many hands high.
How did they do that?
I don't know. I never did find out.
Let's see.
I don't know whether met a hand or something else that they had to measure with. No.
Yeah, I never understood.
But I guess they did have a tape or something that showed the hands or something. I don't know.
Yes. This would be my
foot.
And my
thigh and knees.
Or the whole thing would just be my
legs.
Yeah. Say you bump into something, like a chair, you might say you've bruised you.
Bruised my shin, I guess.
Yeah. Say you're talking. Oh, if you get down like this, you say you did what?
Stooping.
What would you be
squatting down?
What would you be squatting down on? You say you're squatting on your
on my haunches.
So you talk about somebody who's been sick, you might say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a little.
Yeah. He looks like he's a little weary yet.
Yes. What about a person who can lift heavy weights? You say he's very
strong.
What about one who just seems never to get sick? You've seen those kind of people that go for years and never
get
knocked. So he's mighty
healthy.
What about a person who always very easy to get along with, got a smile on his face? You say he's what kind of person? He's a you can joke with him.
Easy going.
You know when boys maybe get in the teen years, you know how they grow too fast, all arms and legs, and can't walk around without stumbling over.
Yeah.
You'd say they're mighty what?
He's just overgrown.
I guess they get kind of awkward. What about a person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense? You'd say, well, he's just
I believe I'd call him a nitwit.
Now, some people might, if they call somebody like that a fool, is that a bad thing to call somebody? Is that something you wouldn't use much?
Yeah, I believe it would be.
Avoid you. What about a person who will just never spend a cent? What do you call him? Just won't spend his money.
That would do what?
Just won't spend his money.
I call him a miser.
What about one that maybe he'll pay you good wages? You know, if you work for him, he'll pay you good, but he's real close with his money. What do they call him? Anything different?
I believe they call him stingy.
We talked about, the word fool as being a bad word to use. When you use the word common talking about somebody, is that a bad thing or a good thing?
They call him what?
Somebody common.
Common?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it would be kind of bad. Yeah.
You know, say a person, he gets up 85 and 90, he's still able to get around pretty well, so able to maybe do some work, get around real well. You say, he's still mighty
active.
Yes. Say your children are out later than usual, and you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but it can't help feeling just a little
worried.
Anything else you might say there besides worried? You might say, I don't feel easy, I feel.
Might feel concerned or worried or something like that.
Ever say I feel uneasy there?
You'd say uneasy.
Let's see, if little children might, little child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark because I'm
scared.
Yeah, I guess they are. What do you call those things that children think they see, maybe in cemeteries or around?
Ghost.
What about the kind of house that's